Now, welcome on the call, the head coach at Villanova, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. An impressive performance by your guys, 28-point second quarter and a 45-17 win over the Lehighs. You've gone back and looked at the game. What impressed you with the way your team played?
Well, obviously, starting with the quarterback, we had some good play by Connor Watkins. And, you know, what was impressive is the amount of big plays we're able to, you know, pull off. That's kind of what got the explosion going in the second quarter. And I think we played a pretty clean game. We won the turnover battle, which is always important. We didn't turn the ball over at all. We got two in our favor. We didn't have any pre-snap penalties. You're always concerned about, you know, false starts and jumping off sides and those types of things, the mental pre-snap stuff that might happen in the first game. So we were pretty clean there. We only had four total penalties throughout the game. So obviously, you know, we talk about this all the time. When you go and watch the film, never as good, never as bad, right? When you're coming off of game, you know, 45-17, there were still quite a few correctable things that we can build upon. So, but real happy to come away with opening day win, obviously, in the home crowd is, they did a really good job turning out. We had great students. So that was another positive. We had really good support from our student body, as well as our fans at our first home game. So like I said, a lot to build on, but a lot of positives coming off the film as well.
You talked a little bit when we talked last week about Connor and what a big guy he was. He's got a huge arm for sure. And with that group of receivers, is the deep ball maybe even more a part of the game plan this year than in the past with the skill guys that you have?
Well, ever since Coach Bowden has joined our program in 2019, we have thrown more deep balls, more balls down the field. But Connor does have a big arm, and he was able to extend a couple plays as well. You know, the one that we had to Hayek, I believe it was 68-yarder, he kind of scrambled to his left and threw it across the field to his right, and Hayek kind of got lost in the defense because of how long the play was extended. So, you know, that was not a design play by any mean to go there, you know, when it went there, but it was just a great play by Connor and obviously Jaron to get open and get behind the defense. So, and for Connor to be able to see him, locate him and get the ball to him. So, but yes, we have, even since 19, you know, taking more shots down the field, and Connor does have a very strong arm to be able to do that as well.
Got a question from Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Good morning, Coach. Last season, when you played Lehigh and Bucknell early on, you only gave up 11 first downs, 114 total yards. This year, 24 first downs, 408 yards. How do you feel about your defense after that first game?
Well, how do I feel about the defense? The defense, obviously, you know, we need to tackle a little better. We missed some tackles. We had opportunities to get off the field, and to Lehigh's credit, they converted some plays, you know, and some of it was assignment, you know, so we need to clean up some of those things, you know, just as far as our alignment and what we our responsibilities are. Some of it was just, you know, playing football. We didn't go live much. We want to make sure we get everyone healthy to the opening game. And, you know, the conference and the 11 game schedule is physical enough. So we really didn't do a ton of live work in the preseason because we don't have a very deep roster. So, you know, you can never simulate the speed that you're going to get in a game-like situation. Even in practice, if you did go live, it's still going to be faster in a game. And, you know, we missed a few things here and there. So stuff, like I said, stuff to build on. You know, our defense made some big plays and had some key stops in certain situations. I think they went for five fourth down conversions and only converted two of them. So again, there were some positives in there, but you know, as far as number of first downs, sometimes it comes off of a penalty. Sometimes it just comes off of a guy being in the right place at the right time for them. And maybe us being in the wrong place at the wrong time. So, but again, we need to tackle a little better. We need to be a little more assignment correct and then go from there. And like I said, first game stuff is going to happen. We didn't have a ton of mistakes, but definitely some things we can work on technique wise and just the fundamental basics of what we're trying to do.
And given that transition from what you said wasn't a whole lot of live contact, which of your guys on your defense really kind of impressed you with performing maybe at a level you didn't expect or really kind of stepped up the most?
Well, Christian Sapp did a really nice job being a first-time player there in the secondary, playing corner for us. He did some good things. Antonio Montero was our leading tackler. You know, he was our grad transfer from Rice. He ran around the field pretty good. Danny Abraham came up with an interception. He's a good athlete, flew around to the football. You know, Potter's doing a nice job, you know, getting to the ball and those types of things. So all in all, pretty pleased with, you know, majority of the guys that we knew were going to give us what they gave us, but good to see the grad transfers come in and contribute, because, you know, we weren't sure, you know, how they were going to fit into everything with, you know, just learning a new system and a new scheme. And then to get some of the young DBs out there, our corners did a pretty good job, be honest. I don't think they had many balls completed on them. And those are some of the question marks we had going into it, graduating both of our starting corners.
And lastly, Coach, what was most encouraging thing about how your offense performed, and then what was one thing you said, hey, we need to buckle down on this. This isn't going to work going forward.
Well, again, never as good, never as bad. We put up 45 points, but we did have some, you know, miscues here and there. The big play capability was huge. That was real positive to see. Our first two drives, the longest drives of the game were our first two drives. Both of them consisted of eight plays. We got the ball down within scoring position and came away with one field goal. And then in the second quarter, you know, we had 28 points. And I think one drive was two plays, one drive was three plays, and one drive was four plays. So, you know, the big play capability is a big positive. But as far as, you know, finishing drives and being a little more consistent, when you have an eight-play drive and you're down there in scoring position, we went for a fourth and one, didn't convert it on our opening drive, and then came away with 3 points on the second one. Just, you know, being having the ability to finish those drives and come up with the points when you're able to do that, I think is something we'll look to build on. Just a little more consistent play from that perspective.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck next week.
Thanks, Eric.
Mark, your next question from Kevin Marshall. Go ahead, Kevin. Mine's on mute, Kevin.
Coach, how do you feel about your special teams after week one?
Special teams, we have some things to clean up and some of our coverage units. You know, our punt block unit, as far as, you know, doing the right thing there. We had a couple breakdowns there, but it didn't hurt us because, you know, they only punted three times, as I mentioned. They went for fourth down five times. And then our kickoff coverage unit did a pretty good job. We put ourselves behind the eight ball. We had a kick from our 21 time. We made all our placement kicks, so 6 for 6 extra points, and then we only attempted the one field goal, and Matt Mercurio did a good job putting the ball through the pipe. So, you know, 7 for 7 there, so we're pretty excited about that because, you know, Matt is another grad transfer that just came in from San Jose State, so looks like he'll be able to handle the you know, place kicking duties. And then Will Bartell, we punted twice. Will Bartell did a really nice job putting the ball inside the 20 both times. I think one was at the 5 and one was a little further out than that. And he averaged 41.5 on his punt. So all in all, pretty good with the special teams. Some things to clean up, you know, on one of our kickoff coverage units. A couple guys didn't get in the proper lane and those types of things. But, you know, thankfully it didn't come back to bite us. But, you know, I think we'll have a lot to build off there as well.
Mark, your team hits the road this weekend to LIU as you've started breakdowns and film on LIU. What challenges do they present for you on offense and defense?
Well, watching them in their one game they had last Thursday against Toledo, they look like they're pretty fast, very physical. They fly to the football on defense. They're going to give you multiple looks on both offense and defense from what we can see. Unlike Lehigh, someone we play every year, LIU is not an opponent that we're very familiar with. So it's something that, you know, and we really only have the one game to go off of. We haven't played them since 2019. That they do have a new coaching staff since then. So, you know, just a little more uncertainty. Lehigh, you know, we played every year, so we kind of have a little more familiarity with who they are, what the personnel they play with, and obviously their style. This one's going to be a little more, I don't want to say guessing, but, you know, really have less information to go off of. So they list a 3 down front on defense, but they'll line up in 4 down spacing a good amount of time. Their safeties And DBs are very involved and very physical in the run game. So just a little different style there that maybe you're not used to seeing a traditional four down front, a 4-2-5 or something like that. And then on offense, you know, there's times you look at them in, again, in the Toledo game is all we have to go on. You know, some formations they're in double tight one back and other formations there's no tight ends and they're in four wides, you know. So, you know, they'll mix things up and we're not super familiar with their personnel as of right now. So as we're looking at their film and trying to, you know, gauge on who they are and what they're doing, you know, we're still working on that today, obviously. But from what I can see, it was the typical game, FCS versus FBS. It was 0-0 at the first quarter, really tight at halftime. And then those FBS guys just have more people to roll through and kind of wear us FCS guys down a little bit. It ended up being 30-0. But when you look at the defense, they fly to the football, fast, physical, and aggressive. Offense are going to mix it up. They're going to run a little bit of option. They're going to try to put the ball down the field. So we definitely have our work cut out for us, and we're going to their place, another place that we've never been. So not real familiar with, you know, the environment that we're walking into. So we'll have our hands full. We just want to go out there and, again, tackle a little better, make sure we're in the right coverage lanes, and hang on to the football.
All right, Mark, thanks very much for your time today. Good luck at LIU, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.